From the WGXC newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, January 29th through Sunday, January 31st. I'm Philip Graham. Jillian Nadiak reported in the Register Star that the Columbia County Democratic Committee on Saturday, January the 30th, chose native son Will Yandick over Zephyr Teachout as its preferred candidate in the 19th congressional district race. News of the endorsement was first reported by blogger Sam Pratt Saturday afternoon. Yandick, a Livingston Town Board member and fourth-generation co-owner of a family farm and Fordham Law Professor Teachout, made presentations to the committee at a meeting held in a packed Kinderhook Town Hall. Both candidates made 30-minute presentations outlining their top priorities in the district and then took questions. Following the presentations, the committee unanimously endorsed Yandick by acclamation. After hearing from four candidates, including Yandick and Teachout, Democratic Committee chairs in the 19th Congressional District endorsed Teachout in a closed-door meeting held in Hudson on January 16. Scott Waldman reported at Politico New York that the state wants to maintain its active nuclear facilities with the exception of Indian Point until federal licenses expire. State officials are now considering a clean energy standard that would preserve nuclear facilities as it grows its renewable energy portfolio. On Thursday, January 28th, at a state hearing on energy and environment policies in the budget, Public Service Commission Chairwoman Audrey Zibelman said the state views nuclear plants as an important source of power for the coming decade, at least as the renewable industry grows. Yet even as Cuomo administration officials speak of nuclear as an important part of the state energy mix, they have carefully crafted policy that excludes Indian Point. Cuomo has repeatedly said he wants to close the Westchester plant, which is still profitable, because it presents a safety risk to New York City. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that approximately 70 of Greene County's Democratic leaders and party faithful met potential 46th Senate District candidate Sarah Nicoli last week. Nicoli is the Palatine Town Supervisor, Labor Relation Coalition leader, sheep farmer, and resident of Stone Arabia, a hamlet in Montgomery County. Nicoli is still exploring the potential run against incumbent first-term Republican George Armador and came out to speak at the Greene County Democratic Committee's annual reorganization meeting held in Cairo. Earlier the same evening, she spoke with the Ulster Democratic Executive Committee. Nicoli said she wants to use her success in Palatine developing a coalition government at the town level and to bring that concept and skill to state office. As a senator, Nicoli said, she would bring her experience bringing together people of very disparate points of view and pledged to run a grassroots campaign. Greene County Democratic Party Chair Doreen Davis said Nicoli was well received by the group. She said Nicoli is a strong candidate with a good background. She said Nicoli provides the voters of the 46th District with a viable, real choice. Matthew Hamilton reported at Capital Confidential that State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman announced last week that the concert and sports ticket industry has prevented New York consumers from being able to purchase event passes if tickets are available at all. The multi-year investigation revealed that for top concerts, a sizable chunk of the tickets are never made available to the general public, and an average of 54% are reserved for industry insiders such as promoters and artists. The investigation also acknowledged that venues and ticket sellers tack on extra fees and that third-party brokers resell tickets well above face value. In a statement issued by his office, Schneiderman said the crackdown on those who prey on ordinary consumers will continue and that his investigation was just beginning. For our final story, Michael Ryan reported in the Windham Journal that plans are underway for the construction of senior housing in Prattsville. A public hearing on the site plan for the 44-unit residential complex, called the Muse, will be formally presented to the Prattsville Planning Board on Wednesday, February the 3rd. The project is being developed by Kearney Realty Group. If approved by the board, the construction of sewer and water systems and an access road off of Washington Street would begin after the official groundbreaking this summer. The complex will contain 36 one-bedroom and 8 two-bedroom senior units, plus 16 cottages. Cooperstown-based Bassett Hospital will be a partner in the accompanying medical center, which will be located nearby. The news would attract as many as 161 new residents to Prattsville, as well as 2 permanent employees. The project is expected to cost $15 million. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers today, mainly before 1 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 49 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 30%. On Monday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 27. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, Groundhog Day, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 43 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of rain showers and sleet between 9 p.m. and 2 a.m. Then a chance of rain showers after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 32 degrees. And on Wednesday, showers mainly before 4 p.m. with a temperature high near 52 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers before 1 a.m. mostly cloudy with a low around 34. Sunrise today was at 7:08 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:10 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 1 minute of daylight. That's 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the first day of February 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.